This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. After 3 long months in immigration limbo, Okili Ngabare has been allowed to return to Santa Rosa and reunite with his family. It's not the end of the story of his fight to avoid deportation over a student visa that expired more than 20 years ago, but it does close a dramatic chapter that began back on April 20th when he was abruptly whisked away from his daily routine.
One day I was in the cafe. I opened the door and I see somebody with a police radio calling. And then I start walking to my house and there was 7-8 people. Say, we're looking for you. I say, I'm here. Thing is, you're under arrest. They look like police to me. So I say, okay, no problem. They didn't tell me where we're going, why, just get in the car.
The officers were from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, acting on a deportation order dating back to 1986. They delivered Ngabare to a detention facility in the remote desert at Eloy, Arizona, where he spent the next 3 months. Sabrina Krause, who's been married to Okili for 22 years, says the decision to release her 56-year-old husband, a Congolese citizen, came a week ago without warning.
He called me and said, they want me to sign a paper. They'd been fooling around with him, trying to get him to sign all kinds of papers, things to assist his deportation, and he wouldn't sign those. And he said, this one is supposed to get me out. And it so happened I was on the phone with a lawyer at the time. And she said, yes, have him sign that paper. That's the thing that's going to get him out. So they actually let him out on Thursday, and he got home Friday night on the Greyhound.
The roots of that release may reach back nearly as far as the deportation order. Okili explains that he originally applied for an amnesty program soon after his visa expired, but went years without getting a response.
Every year I renew the visa. Every year I pay $125. But it takes them 12 or 13 or 15 years to make a decision. Finally, when they make a decision, they send me a letter and say, your amnesty program is denied.
An attempt to appeal that denial then was rebuffed, but the appeal process was revived after Okili's arrest through a class action lawsuit that he is now part of. Sabrina believes that was the key to his eventual release.
We filed this amnesty class action lawsuit, which protects him from being deported. And we understand that they cannot keep people in the deportation centers longer than about 6 months. So they knew that that was coming up. I think that this amnesty thing could be pending for a while. We don't know how long exactly.
Meanwhile, having had a firsthand view of the privatized, quasi-penal system that handles deportations for the Department of Homeland Security, Okili says he wants to let others know what goes on inside it.
I've never been in jail before. This is the first time. So what I see, it was definitely a good experience for me because I see what I cannot see outside. It's an underground operation. Put everybody in the chain. They're like an animal zoo. You have to be there to see it.
A well-attended community fundraising concert in May has helped the family cover the ongoing legal bills for fighting the deportation. Another event is now being planned for August 29th, but with one major difference. This time, Okili, an accomplished African drummer, will be there to headline his own show. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.